Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Hi folks, it's Friday afternoon, which means it's time for another edition of Let's Play DJ. This is the show where every week I have a different guest on to talk about music they like and listen to it. We've been off for quite a while because I had a kid, but now we're back. And my guest today is one of my favorite songwriters, someone I've been trying to get on the show for a long time. We're finally doing it. My friend and yours, it's Leith Ross. Hey, Leith.
Hi, Jacob.
Let's Play DJ. How's it going?
It's great. How are you?
I'm good. We're pre-taping this. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Just like to be transparent, you know?
Yeah.
People don't think we're coming to them live.
We were patrons at one of our favorite local restaurants.
Yeah, we went for breakfast at Bonnie Day. It's a great place. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, really, you could do it all.
There have been days where I have done it all.
You just got to take that two-hour break in
yeah,
the middle.
Exactly. Go home and change my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Come on the show. Come hang out. What's going on these days? Let's pretend you haven't just told me.
Okay, yeah. Not much is going on these days. Kind of a lot, but it's all within my house, so it doesn't feel like that much. I have been really working on trying to do the freaking rollout of my album.
Freaking weekend.
It's testing me, but I'm getting through it.
Is it going well so far?
Yeah. It's good. It's just like the administrative, like I'm on Gmail. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be on Gmail. Totally. This isn't where I belong.
Who knew putting out an album involved so many emails?
Seriously. No one told me. For real. but I'm there. I'm doing it. I'm logging onto my Zoom. And yeah, that's kind of, I mean, other than that, I'm just hanging out with my cats.
Nice.
And going on lots of bike rides.
Nice.
Love my bike.
Yeah.
I'm scared, but I really enjoy it, so I do it all the time. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's great. As you know, the show is just, we're just going to listen to music you like.
Hell yeah.
You and I had a brief conversation the other day about how we're both big music snobs.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see what you picked, and I'm going to judge you mercilessly.
Well, so I have a couple of things that I actually have been listening to for the first time recently, which is rare for me, which we also have talked about with each other. I'm a big, like, I listen to the same people I've been listening to since I was a child.
Same.
I actually still have my parents' music taste, essentially.
I mean, I would be lying if I had said I didn't listen to CSNY a lot still.
Well, it's just like the music I listened to when my brain was developing. Like,
totally.
Of course I like it.
Totally. And I think I've said this on the show before, but like there is something very unique and special about the music you were listening to. Like, I like to think of it, it's like while you were becoming an emotional person.
Totally.
Like puberty.
Yeah, totally.
Early teens, where it's just like everything feels like such a big deal.
Also, when you're developing an identity, like the music I liked when I was 14 will always bring me the most immediate serotonin because it's like, I just can feel how it felt to like.
Can I pull a mulligan here? Can we listen to a song that was important to you when you were 14?
Oh my God. Yes. Wait, I'm trying to think of one that's not so cringe.
Doesn't. This is a safe space. This is going on the internet forever, but this is a safe space.
Okay, wait. Actually, I have some good ones.
Okay.
When I was a preteen and transitioning, this is kind of still my parents' music taste, but I dived into it in a way that felt very individual when I was 14. I was really obsessed with Corinne Bailey Rae's self-titled record. Okay, let me pick a song. I love her. I still love her. She's not cringe at all. She's a genius. And it was really like the soundtrack of my high school experience after that. Let's do Call Me When You Get This.
Right on. I haven't heard this before.
It's good. It's really freaking good.
Let me just pull it up here. Call me when you... What record is this on?
It's on Cream Bailey Ray by Cream Bailey Ray.
All right, here's Call Me When You Get This.
Feeling these arms
That was Call Me When You Get This by Corinne Bailey Ray. Listen to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob Rodofsky. I'm here with Leith Ross. Great first pick, Leith.
Thank you.
It was lovely. I wasn't expecting that.
I have to credit Angela Ross.
And that's your mom?
Yep.
Is that is your mom like sort of your gateway to music?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a really great little like intense looking CD set up in cool. the corner of the living room yeah. growing up. And then she had a huge cabinet right next to it that was just packed full. She loves music and she had incredible taste.
Hmm.
And she would love to like, quote unquote, we'd call it her DJing at a party, which mm-hmm. was really just her throwing on a different CD and clicking to the to the right song yeah. after each song. So yeah. there was like a 30-second pause. But it was like the highlight of my youth, probably.
Were you always like a music oriented kid? Like, did you sort of know this was kind of the direction you were going your whole life?
Yeah, I was like obnoxiously.
Yeah.
I was like a very obnoxiously musical kid.
I think that's how we get along.
Like, yeah probably. Like, it was annoying. Yeah. Like, we have a video of me, like, probably, like, I don't even know, like 2.5, mm-hmm. 3 max. Like, I had just started speaking.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is taking a video of me in my crib. And I'm yelling at her to not turn the camera off until I finish singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And she tries to say bye and I'm like, no, I'm not done, Mom. Yeah. Twinkle Twinkle Diddle Da.
Yeah, you and I are the same.
Yeah.
I call it an addiction to attention.
Yeah.
But also, like, in a weird, it's a weird love relationship.
Well, yeah. My thing is, I think I got too much when I was young and yeah. I liked it too much and now I have an aversion.
An aversion. Ironically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. When did you start writing songs?
I mean, technically, like when I was like maybe 13 or 14, but obviously they were like ridiculous songs. But it meant a lot to me. I would go into the backfield. I would never write with anything either. I couldn't play an instrument.
Oh, cool.
I would just like write a song about how I was mad about my friend or my homework was really hard or something. And then when I was like maybe 15, I could like fit around my dad's big acoustic guitar. And I started writing songs just with the low E string.
Nice.
Like putting my finger on the 4th and 5th fret and that was it.
Lyrics to Smoke on the Water.
Yeah. Exactly. And then I wrote on and off like until I was in college for music, and then I started like seriously songwriting when I was maybe like 19 or 20.
Hmm. Do you remember like the first song you wrote where you were like, I'm a song, like this is...
I do.
I'm a songwriter.
I do remember yeah. it. I wrote it on a ukulele, which is crazy, but it was a baritone ukulele, so okay, it's slightly less cringe. Yeah.
This is not the first time ukuleles have been disparaged on this show.
Yeah, I remember writing it and showing it to my friend at the time, and he thought it was really good too.
Hmm.
And that's, I think that just needed that little bit of outside validation to be like, okay, well maybe it is good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when was the first time you played like original music publicly, like for other people?
Oh gosh. Not in the context of like school where I'm just like playing it for my classmates. Mm-hmm. I actually had my first ever Leith Ross show ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Toronto at Burdock.
Mm-hmm.
On March 13th, 2020.
Whoa.
It was...
Oh, so like...
The night before.
Holy.
We woke up the next morning, me and my family, in our hotel room, and there was an announcement that the country was shut down.
Holy.
I know. It was crazy. But yeah, that was my first time. And then I didn't play any live music for like 2.5 years.
But like blew up.
Yeah. That's how I accidentally started my career on the internet.
Yeah, I want to talk lots about that, but maybe let's play another song and then we'll dig into the TikTok lore.
Okay, so this is actually a band I just discovered recently who cool. I really like this one record. It's called This Is Lorelei is the band. Have you heard of them?
No.
And the song I really like is Perfect Hand.
Lorelei. This is Lorelei?
Perfect
yeah. Hand.
It's on the blue looking record.
I have a lot of records.
It's great. It's fun. It's summery. I love the lyrics because they're sometimes almost silly, but then very earnest. Like, they don't come across as annoying at all. They come across as like deeply wonderful and fun.
Cool. Sorry, what's the song called?
Perfect Hand. It's Perfect the second hand. One.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lorelei. You're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob Brodowski. I'm here with Leith Ross. Before the break, we were talking about your first show ever.
Yes.
In March of 2020. And then everything shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you became a star. What is that like?
It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, you just like started uploading music to TikTok and then it just...
Yes, and it was genuinely because I was very bored and I really like, it was like that, you may not know this meme, maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a meme on the internet that's like, I need to talk to a gay person. It's a video. Anyways, that's how I felt because I love my family so much. Like, yeah. I have a great relationship with my family and my parents, but I was living like in Manotick, Ontario, very far away from the nearest gay person. And I like just felt like I needed to participate in some kind of something online. So I downloaded TikTok and I started like posting songs and like also just silly random things and found a bunch of gay friends, which was awesome. And that's all that it was for a little while. Like there was like some excitement on some videos, but nothing major. Yeah. And then I freaking wrote "We'll Never Have Sex" and uploaded it in like 2 hours. And then things went crazy.
That's so crazy.
I know.
It's like you hear about that happening to people.
I know.
You don't know people that that's happening to.
I know. It was really weird.
Yeah. And is it like just your phone just starts buzzing kind of thing?
Yeah, basically. And it was like on TikTok especially, it's all about sound. So it was like a certain amount of people saw the original video, but then everybody started using the sound.
Right.
And that's how it got really viral. Right. Yeah, it was really weird, especially because it was just not contextualized. Like if it wasn't a lockdown on a global pandemic and if I had been just like living and working in a scene, maybe it wouldn't have felt that crazy. But it was like everything happened online. And then I was having like my life was changing and I was sitting on my parents' couch with no one around and no one would be around for another 6 months.
Life changing, meaning like income and like people reaching out to you being like, we want to work with you.
Yeah. It was like, the like the label rush and the like, whatever, all that stuff. Like I went from being a completely almost independent artist with like, I don't know, whatever. I was just, I was just like doing some guy.
Yeah.
to like having a team of 20 people internationally in like, in like a month.
That's so crazy.
I know. It was so weird. It was totally bonkers.
I mean, it is a very, very beautiful song.
Thank you.
Like, it's not, I don't know. I'd say it's not, it's certainly not well deserved, but
yeah,
that is wild.
Yeah.
What does it do to you? Like, what, like does it, like, did it take, like,
yeah.
Are you okay?
No. Never happened. Never will be. no, it's just, it, I think it's just like, just a lot of whiplash. Like it just was, you know, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it didn't. Yeah. Contextualize is the best word. It didn't feel natural or something. I'm very, very grateful that it happened. Cause I think I got to skip a lot of stuff. That's maybe really hard, but, yeah, I don't know. It was weird. And then, the first thing I did after the pandemic was go out on the road for like a month long tour opening for Andy Schaaf. Who was like my personal hero at the time. Like, seriously. Like, I was like, it was so weird.
Your first touring experience ever.
Ever. And it was like sink or swim bad. Like, I was drowning for the first little bit because I just had no experience.
Of course. Of course.
Oh my God. It was so much.
Wild. What a crazy ride.
I know.
But really, I mean, to be fair, like you made it, like, you know, you're still here.
Yeah.
Still doing it. Didn't kill you.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was.
You're still on Gmail.
Yeah. Still logging into my Gmail. Haven't totally lost my mind yet. yeah.
What's, yeah. I mean, what, like, when do you think you, like, came up for air for the first time? Like, when was it, like, when were you able to, like, process it and be like, okay, like, this is my life now, and like, I'm gonna,
yeah,
like, I can do this.
I would say extremely recently. because like after everything blew up, it was like I went on the road with Andy, and then I think
first name basis.
Yeah, we actually got in one hug at the end of the tour. Ooh, for your information.
Okay. Not keeping track, but I will be writing that down. An Andy Schaaf hug is worth like 15 other person hugs.
Exactly.
He strikes me as not a very affectionate dude.
I really appreciated it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Nice guy though?
Yeah, very nice guy. Nice. I like him a lot.
Prairie guy, so makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, I think after I got, like, I didn't release my first full length until after that. I'm not even positive that I had released "We'll Never Have Sex" yet. I can't remember actually. But it was like just more of a snowball from after that, like after that happening, you know, it was like coming out of things being quite as shut down. It was just like, everyone was very excited, which is understandable. But like we toured that record so many times, mm-hmm. like so many, even if they were just little legs, it was like, we were just doing it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like at least twice in every territory, sometimes a little bit more.
Right.
And it was just like, go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And then festival season and stuff, like I kind of thought I'd have some time off in the summers, but I didn't.
Right.
And because all of this is coming right after my like sink or swim, mm-hmm. there wasn't really any moment where I was like looking back on what had happened
yeah.
and being able to process it at all. And then I think my first breath of fresh air was literally like after that album cycle stopped, which was like what, a year ago maybe max.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, it's been my like 4 months of processing, I mm-hmm. think.
And what do you think?
Feeling better, I think. I'm feeling more centered.
You must feel pretty proud.
Yeah, and I do feel proud. Yeah. That's true. I do. And yeah.
You should.
Thank you. Yeah, it was hard, but I freaking did it. And I definitely, like, I built a lot of character and I learned a lot of things the hard way,
totally.
Which I would have preferred to learn the easy way like everyone would.
Yeah.
But
you also like, as you said, skipped a lot of hard lessons too, right?
Totally.
Like, didn't have to sleep on floors.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
totally.
You know, you learn the hard way is not pleasant to do.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I feel lucky and I feel grateful and
of course.
I feel proud, but yeah, it's also just a weird industry.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not full of nice people.
No.
A lot of parasites.
Yeah. And touring can be like basically like being in the first layer of hell.
Yeah. I think you and I agree on that.
I really like when I was just getting started, it was like everyone's talking about getting back out on the road. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that must be awesome. Just so excited.
The movies make it seem so cool.
They really do.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers tour documentary I watched 5 years ago makes this feel like it's awesome.
Cut to me like driving a Sprinter van for 8 hours, sweating because the air conditioning broke, and then having to go poop in a horrible, disgusting like gas station bathroom. And I'm like, wow, I love the road.
Road is life.
Road is life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's funny. I've talked about this with some friends too. It's like, it's the same as like so many professions where it's like, no one actually tells you what it's like. There's no like, even when you go to school for it, there's not like, this is what it's like to be on tour. It's like, and then you do it and you're just like, oh.
I know. Seriously.
The shows are fun, but like, how many more bagels can I eat?
I know. Yeah, that's the other thing. No vegetables.
No.
If you like vegetables, give them up.
Yeah. No.
Or like walk 25 to 30 minutes from the venue by yourself because you're the only one who wants to seek out a vegetable.
Yeah, and then eat like half the bag and let the rest of it rot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, in the back of the van.
Yes.
Then you find it 2 weeks later.
Not sure what that smells.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The only smell worse than rotting vegetables in the van is I toured with someone once who used fake nails to play guitar.
Okay.
And so they would like apply their fake nails every day and like.
Oh no.
Like literally poisons your brain.
You'd be high.
Basically. Oh my God. Yeah. The fumes of that stuff. I will never unsmell that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I can smell it right now. Just from my childhood. If I'd forget to open the bedroom door when I was painting my nails, my mom would come and be like, oh my God, open a window.
Let's play another song.
Okay. The next song I choose is a new song from my good friend Katie Gregson-McLeod, who's an incredible Scottish folk artist from the Highlands.
Cool.
And it's freaking beautiful. It's some strings.
Ooh, we like strings.
We love strings.
What's the song?
It's called Jane.
Counted at about 100 seconds. I walk between our bedroom doors. I'm good at making homes out of holes I fill in. This time it's yours. Wish I could say that I don't compare them. The light in the kitchen, hardwood floors. You run your hand along the wood that's wearing.
search for signs. I'm sorry in advance for the words of cheap and useless fun. But how?
That was Katie Gregson-McLeod with James. It was in Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM, coming to you pre-taped from my attic on a Wednesday. I'm here with Leith Ross. We're having fun.
We are having so much fun.
Leith, we've talked about your meteoric rise. Put that on a t-shirt. My meteoric rise. I'm curious. Okay, I love your songs. I've always loved your songs.
Thank you.
I've loved your songs before I knew you. What's your songwriting? I'm so curious what your songwriting process is like.
True. It's very, I do not write songs slowly at all. All my songwriting is usually I write an entire song in an hour or two max.
Wow.
And it's very based on a feeling. Mm-hmm. This sounds kind of corny, but it's really if I'm experiencing a strong emotion, then I will write a song about it. And it all comes out in one go. And I actually have so much trouble ever revisiting them for some reason.
Interesting. Editing them or anything?
Yeah. Huh. I basically never do it. Because I don't know. I don't know if it's just some of my neurodivergencies or something. But in the moment, I'm so into it. And I'm really trying to say what I want to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm really having so much... I don't know if fun's the right word, but I just feel like I need to do it, so I'm doing it.
Catharsis.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really doing it. And then afterwards, it's almost whatever feeling I was having passed, and I'm bored to go back and try to change it. Hmm. You know? I'm okay, I'm just going to leave it the way that it was. There's been the odd time where it's just because I didn't have time or because something happened or whatever, I only wrote a first verse and a chorus, so then I'll write a second verse later, but I never think that the second verses are as good. When I write them later, as I always think they would have been better if I had written them when I was really feeling it.
That's so okay. So I've talked this is a classic question I ask lots of people, and the general consensus is always some people are quantity people. They write tons of songs.
Yeah,
they only write only a couple of them make the cut. Some people are quality people, only write five songs a year. But those are the good ones. But the consensus is always the ones that come out all at once are always the best ones.
Right.
And those are always the ones where you're it's almost, I hate to get weird, mystical, but it's you're not sure where it's coming from.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's a song is bestowed upon you. But I think it's so interesting to me that, because it makes so much sense, because your songs are so honest and they're just, they I don't know, they hit you right in the gut immediately, which makes sense, which is why they resonate with so many people. But it's interesting to me that they're all coming out at once.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's consistent with the theory.
True.
You're just you're just tapped in.
Yeah. Well, it's just I think I don't know. I feel it's I've never, ever, ever in my life had success sitting down and writing a song on purpose.
Interesting.
It's so hard for me to do.
So you got to wait.
I have to wait.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really frustrating because it'll be if I'm depressed or if I'm not really engaged in my life or I'm not doing anything that I find mm-hmm. inspiring, then I'll go through long periods of writing no music at all.
Mm-hmm.
But so then I sometimes in those periods I think, okay, maybe this time, mm-hmm. and I sit down to try to write a song and it's bad or it's I just can't do it at all.
Yeah.
Cause it's just I don't know. Yeah. I have to be in the
mm-hmm. in the space
in the yeah
I know what you mean. It's you feel it in your body sometimes when it's
totally
bursting.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's my best ones, like I write every song basically in the same sitting, but mm-hmm. my best ones are when it's like sometimes I write a song because I'm having a feeling and I want to talk about it and it feels kind of casual. Mm-hmm. The songs that I've liked the most of the songs that I've written mm-hmm. are the ones where it's like something I want to need to say so bad. Like mm-hmm. I'm so upset or mm-hmm. I'm like feeling something so intensely mm-hmm. and strongly and I have to figure out a way to say it. Mm. The songs that I write in those moments are my favorite songs that I've written because it's like, just like this desperation to express something. Mm-hmm. And then I think it becomes something very genuine because I'm not, like, I don't even have time to overthink it. I'm just like just clawing to try to get my feeling out yeah. of my body and yeah. into something else.
That's cool. I mean, so it is in a way stream of consciousness writing.
Yeah.
But it's like very intentional.
Yes.
And very like.
Totally.
Focused.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I would say usually I start with like a concept or a line. Mm-hmm. Like I'll have a feeling and a sentence that I think describes that feeling well. Mm-hmm. And then I'd write stream of consciousness. So there's like a tiny bit of structure. Like I'm not just talking, mm-hmm. if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, then it's like I just...
It just comes out of you.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Do you find it like, are there times when like life gets in the way and you have to be like... No, I got this. It's coming out of me. I'd like.
Oh yeah.
Plans canceled. See you later.
Like, yes.
Baby's coming. Like,
yes. And I've been so annoying about it before. Like in like.
Sorry guys, I've
yeah,
heard a song.
It's so pretentious. It sounds so pretentious. Because I can't sit a song if I write a song if I just mm-hmm. sit down to write one, mm-hmm. it feels like I'm gonna lose me job. Like,
I was just gonna say gotta go to work.
Yeah, like yeah. if I don't do this now, I might not do it later. So I have to stay home and I have to do this.
Yeah.
Or like I write a lot of songs in the middle of the night too.
Okay.
And
like you wake up in the middle of the night and write it, or like you
yeah,
just, up late.
Or I'm just up late yeah. or whatever. Often I'll be lying in bed and have an idea. Mm. And
like, oh, God damn it. I
gotta- yeah. And my partner's a light sleeper, but I have to do it. So I go to the other room or like as far away in the house as I can to mm-hmm. write the song. And then whenever I come back to our bedroom, there's like a towel under the door to try to block some of the sound. But they never tell me to stop because they're so sweet. Like they're like, I know that you have to do this, my sweet freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, someone's got to pay for this house.
Sorry.
Exactly. All right, let's play another song.
Okay.
What do you want to listen to? I'm gonna revisit that record you just played.
Oh yeah, I know, right? She's great. You mm-hmm. should check out all her stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna do my king, Ken Yates.
I love Ken Yates.
I know, me too.
Oh, I love Ken Yates.
Shay showed me Ken Yates. We went to see him at the WEC last year, I think.
Yeah.
He sounds exactly like the record.
Right before the show. Yeah.
The future is dead.
Great.
One of my favorite songs from that record.
Here it is, mine too.
What's more, she's swimming for the shore and the city's already
That was The Future Is Dead by Ken Yates off of his incredible 2022 record, Cerulean. You should listen to the whole thing. He's got new music coming out now. You should listen to that, too. Listen to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM. My name is Jacob Bardowski. I'm here with Leith Ross. Said that very fast, because you only have 19 minutes left. Hey, Leith.
Hi. That was really impressive.
Thanks.
You should be an auctioneer.
My grandfather listens to the show sometimes, and he always goes, "You talk too fast!" I say,
"Hi, Jacob's grandpa."
My target demo is not 94-year-olds, but thank you, Zeta. No hate. I mean, you know, probably honestly, those are the people that still listen to radio. So.
Oh, yeah. We need them.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, I love Ken Yates. I love everything he does.
Me too.
He's incredible. So good. So good. Okay. So we've talked about the past a lot. Maybe let's just talk about, you've sort of alluded to rolling out a record.
Yeah.
what's coming up? What are you excited about these days?
Well, I have a record that I recorded in Los Angeles, very big boy.
I think it's called LA, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry. LA. with my now dear friend, Rostam.
Whoa.
Who is objectively a genius, which I think most people would agree with.
Name drop some people he's worked with, maybe.
Okay, well, he's a founding member of Vampire Weekend.
Woo!
So we should start with that.
You can do it because I asked you to. It's not braggy of it.
One of my favorite records of his, partially how I discovered him, was Claro's record, Claro's first record, which is obviously an awesome, awesome record. But not to be kind of niche, but my favorite Rostam things are his solo stuff. It's his solo stuff.
Cool.
If you haven't listened, you should listen to his solo records. They're incredible. My favorite is Half Light. It's like one of my favorite popish records of all time.
Cool.
And yeah, he followed me on Instagram one day and I said, "You know who I am?" and then I used
as a
my
question,
label.
Not like, "Do you know who I am?"
No, as a question, like, "You know who I am?" Like nervously, my knees are shaking. And then I, like, for the first time in my life, used my label Connects. I said, "Do you guys know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you ask him if you'd want to record with me, please?" Because he followed me on Instagram. So it was mostly natural, but then there was a little assist.
As natural as things happen in that world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, we met and we decided to make the record together. And now he's my good friend. I love him so much.
What was that experience like?
It was awesome and crazy and like...
Is it just mostly just like the two of you?
Yeah, it really was. He's like one of those wonderful multi-instrumentalist geniuses, plays everything. And we did bring some friends in too sometimes, like on off days. It was mostly like just the two of us in there. And Evan, who is Rostam's like assistant / engineer.
Cool.
It was like just long, awesome days in the studio. And obviously it was a new experience for me because I just had never spent a lot of time in LA and it was fun. It felt fancy and then sometimes it felt really lonely because it's a weird place. But overall it was great and I'm really proud of it. And it's like definitely the biggest, the most sound that I've ever heard my music with. Like,
what do you mean by that? Like most like fleshed out?
No, it's like just big. Like there's just big worlds within the recordings.
Yeah,
and
cool.
I don't know. It's really fun. I've always kind of wanted to hear my songwriting in that context.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's like a bit of a dream come true.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Did you go into it knowing like, I'm going to record these songs, or did you have sort of like a big list and you whittled it down?
I had like a pretty big list. Yeah. And then I sent it to Rostam and I liked all the ones that I sent and he was like, "I like these ones a lot." And we just kind of decided together a bit. Yeah.
How many songs do you do?
13.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Proper record. People are like, "Here's my 6-song album."
13.
Yeah, hell yeah.
3 ballads. 2 upbeat songs. Whatever the rest of the number is in
the
middle.
Some weird B-sides.
Exactly.
Buried some shit on side B.
Exactly.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait to hear it. When's it out?
It is out in September.
Woo.
And next single at the end of June. Yeah,
nice.
I'm excited.
Oh, that's so cool.
And actually, perfect segue into my next song pick.
Doing my job for me.
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
When I was in LA, Rostam is very gracious and brings me along to cool things that he goes to. And he asked me if I wanted to go to probably the most incredible night of music I've ever experienced in my life. It was a queer orchestra doing Arthur Russell tunes. And also, Julian Eastman.
Mm-hmm.
It was Julius Eastman. It was actually incredible. It was some of the best music I've ever seen. And I discovered I had known a couple of Arthur Russell's tunes, but I hadn't ever dived in before that night. And I bawled my eyes out at that show. And I'm eternally grateful for Rostam for bringing me there. So I want to play an Arthur Russell song.
Which song?
Close My Eyes. It's my favorite one.
Cool. Pull it up right now.
I love gay people.
Yeah, it is.
I'll close my eyes and listen to hear the corn come out. Don't you hear the stars? They glisten as we go in and out. Down where the trees grow together, western path comes to an end. I see the sign, it says clear weather. I'll meet you tonight, my friend. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait in the fields for you, what grows in the morning light when we can feel the watery dew? I just can't be there with no other. I know those hills will be true. Away from my sister and brother, down through the grasses so new. The air is sweet and steady, and flowers bloom out of sight. I know the sky is ready. Come meet me down here tonight. Will the corn be growing as I wait in the fields for you? Who knows what grows in the morning light as we can feel the watery dew?
That was a perfect song. That was Close My Eyes by Arthur Russell. You'll listen to Let's Play DJ on on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm here with Leith Ross for the next 9 minutes on your drive home on this Friday, but we're pre-taped, so while we're doing this, you're maybe at work.
Probably.
We're at work, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
We're doing our freaking jobs.
I'm fun employed.
Hello.
I love that so much.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get deep into that.
Look into it, cry a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It'll change your life.
No kidding. Leith, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
So great.
This is so great.
I think I originally pitched you on this maybe 2 years ago at Park Rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally made it happen.
We finally did. Yeah, thank God.
I'm proud of us.
Me too. On the artist timeline.
Well, now you got something to promote, you know?
All you people who say, let's get together and do something when you see someone out in public and then you never do it, we're giving you hope right now. Yeah. This is what it's like when you eventually follow through. Go forth.
Yeah, we set a time. I moved the time around several times.
But we still did it.
We still did it.
We both showed up. Yeah. Wow, a miracle.
Yeah, miracles do happen. I usually ask people to, like, you know, plug their socials and stuff.
So. Well... If you type my name into Google, yeah, you'll find some stuff. No pressure, though. You don't have to. You could do something else with your day.
In fact, unfollow me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, my job's become pretty overwhelming, so if you could, just don't pay attention to me anymore. Yeah. Just kidding.
Buy records on Bandcamp. There you go. You have any shows or anything coming up you want to plug, or just keep you out on singles?
Yeah, next single record, which is called, the record and the next single are both called I Can See the Future.
Cool.
This is actually this is the first time I'm saying that. So
CKW exclusive.
Exactly. Hello.
I tried to pay a thing. It didn't work. Oh, that's the wrong one. I was hoping to get
actually, it felt pretty appropriate. Yeah. Air horn.
Yeah.
I can see the future.
What's that about?
Well, the song
it's about seeing the future.
Yeah. The song is from the point of view of a person living however long it takes. My guess is like 300 to 500 years from now. And it's written from this mysterious person's perspective who now feels very real to me. And it's about how it's like about everything working out.
Wow.
Kind of. It's like
an optimistic.
Yes. It's like radical optimism kind of a vibe.
Oh,
it's like
that.
They're living in the world that we're fighting for right now. And saying like the main line that repeats a bunch in the song is like, it was so long ago. And it's like talking about all the horrid things that we're living through. And like for them, it was so long ago and everyone has what they need. And
just a blip.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So gorgeous.
It's very precious to me. And
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. I'm excited to show you.
Let's Play DJ airs every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. I'm like going to have a couple more shows probably this year, and then we'll take a break for the summer, and then we'll be back in the fall. You can go head over to ckw.ca to find information about the show and all the other excellent programming put on by this community station. Yeah, thanks so much for listening, folks. Lee, thanks for coming.
Thanks
we usually end
me.
The show with a song by the artist.
Oh, okay.
As guests. So do you want to pick one of your songs to play?
Oh, lordy. Okay. I guess we should do the new one.
Okay, sounds great. Here's Grieving.
Coming from the University of Winnipeg, Centennial Hall, fourth and a half floor, sandwiched between the toxic smell of microwaved popcorn toppings and the sound of flushing toilets, you have reached the windowless paradise that is CKUW 95.9 FM. Listener-driven radio with a little something for everyone.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Do you enjoy supporting young local artists? Is it your jam to watch free music and videos in your community? Please come on down to the Park Theater on December 17th at 6 p.m. to see Just TV's annual showcase. Come and check out what this year's youth have been working on. Enjoy music videos, solo artists, and live bands. Take a break from holiday shopping. Come on down to the Park Theater at 698 Osborne on December 17th to see our showcase. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 6:30. Come support the youth on this very special day. It's free admission. What do you got to lose? See you there.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.